Welcome to EDM Talk, a podcast dedicated to the electrical discharge machining industry. I'm your host, Ken Dworznik. EDM Talk is sponsored by Griffel Carbon Products. Today's episode of EDM Talk, we are joined by Griffel Carbon Products site manager, Mike Spencer. Today, we're going to discuss the Landrum, South Carolina facility and its capabilities. Mike, thanks for joining us today.
Glad to be here.
Talk about how you got started in the EDM industry and how you got involved with Griffel Corporation.
Came out of college with an electrical maintenance degree, and I worked in the powder metal industry for about 16 years. After that, I started my own business. I had my own electrical contracting company, and I did all the electrical work for Micron Research. And I had about a 10-year span with those guys from day one. We started with a farm that they bought. We put a building up. We did all the electrical. We moved all the machinery in. They had some used equipment that they bought from some other facilities. I went there with our team, and we moved everything in. I had a high profile of what was going on and how that whole procedure worked with the graphite process. I worked there off and on with my own company. And then in 2007, they were looking for a plant manager. In my powder metal days, before I had my own business, I was a maintenance supervisor, worked all the way up through purchasing into a supervisory position there. So they were looking for a plant manager. I took that position in 2007. I have worked there for 8 years. Around 2011, we were bought by GrafTech. And I worked with GrafTech until 2015. I was at the Emporium facility, Micron Research, and then that turned into GrafTech Emporium. They shut that facility down in late 2014. I was with that process of closing that whole facility, moving that equipment out to different parts of GrafTech. I took a process manager job in the maintenance field at their Clarksburg facility in West Virginia. I worked there for 16 months, and then Mr. Trinkley got a hold of me. They were talking about setting this facility up in South Carolina. He knew that I had the background of moving everything in that I've done before in my past. So we had a facility in Connecticut. We moved that down here because a lot of the base that we had in Connecticut, we were shipping from and into South Carolina. So we knew we needed to be down here as part of Griffel. So I've started this facility down here.
Now, obviously, taking your knowledge you have of the overseeing facilities, taking the knowledge you had of actually producing graphite, talk about the transition and your experience and kind of how you've brought that as the site manager position now for our facility in Landrum.
In my graphite days, back to Micron Research, being the plant manager there, I overseed the whole facility. So we had a manufacturing part, and we also had a machine shop that we did basic rounds and some blank work and cut and grinding small graphite type of things with the Micron Research brand. And then when GrafTech took over, we basically kept that up, but it expanded into some larger things, being with a larger company. We remember that Micron Research at that time was the smallest graphite producer in the world, and we were bought out by the largest graphite producer in the world. So one day we were the smallest, the next day we were the largest. So with all of that experience that I gained from working with GrafTech, and then going also down to Clarksburg to a huge facility down there, I mean, it was like 200 and some acres, 100 buildings. It was a massive facility down there. I was able to get through that supervisory thing and all the things that I've learned in my past through Penn State and some other classes locally in the Elk County area of Pennsylvania. All that seemed just to flow right in and really helped with what was going on at the time with helping with the supervisory. So taking that experience that I have, plus the small machine shop that we had at Emporium, and bring it in here with my background of maintenance, it's sort of just all pieced together like a jigsaw puzzle, but at the end, we had a picture.
Yeah, I've had the opportunity to get to the Landrum facility multiple times, and you guys have done a great job putting that together. Being that it's 35,000 square feet, it's very impressive. Talk about the capabilities and the machine centers that you have at that facility.
Like you mentioned, we have 35,000 square feet. We're using about 30% of that right now, so we still have a large part of it that's warehouse. We do milling and turning. We do grinding. We do all kinds of shapes and sizes with angles and radius work. We are also an AS9100, which we are a campus of the Westchester facility. So that's how we work hand in hand with them with our ISO cert. We are excited that we're starting to get into some three-dimensional type of EDM work. We have a Haas milling center here now. So we're working into that little by little, working our way up to it. But our daily activities are mostly grinding blanks, and doing some bulk type of inventory or producing bulk graphite for the customers that are just looking for graphite, but they don't want a whole block. They're looking for just some pieces or whatever, different sizes. So we have all that. We do from saw cut up to 2/10 work.
Mike, obviously you were involved with the transformation of this facility in the last few years. I know from the last time I was there, which was, you know, about 2 years ago, I would say, certainly a lot of things have changed. You guys moved some stuff around and did some other improvements. Talk about some of the most recent improvements you've made at the facility.
Well, starting probably mid-2019, we really took 5S on and the lean concept real heavy here. Being a smaller shop, we can control that a lot better and work into it than trying to take a large shop such as Westchester and trying to change the minds of how this is the way we always done it. So with that, we really pushed on the 5S. We took and made some cells for our grinding department and also our milling department and our squaring department. So now we have a regular flow that goes through. We're working still through with our 5S. We 5S'd our shipping, we 5S'd our squaring department and our inventory department, and we're moving into the pods now where we actually do the grinding and the pieces that we make there. And then also we have our SAR department, which is simple radius and angles. So that's one of the things that we're really pushing on, is that 5S lean. You only have the things on the table that you use constantly. Get rid of the clutter. And it seems to make everything move so much more smoothly through the shop.
Mike, as many people know, Graffel has three locations, which includes Westchester, Ohio, the Ramsey, Minnesota facility, and obviously the facility that you're the site manager at in Landrum, South Carolina. Talk about how all three facilities work together and what synergies are there between all the facilities.
Well, right now, on a daily basis, we work with the service team at both facilities in Westchester and Ramsey. We're in constant communication on what the customer needs are. The sales team is always looking at who can get it done the fastest and the closest shipping port so the customer can get the part even faster. We work daily with Steve Burrow's team up there in the manufacturing, plus we work also with Bill Heiser's team with the engineering guys. It seems to me that we have a very good flow between all three locations on who can do what and who can step up to help out right now. Because right now in all three locations, one of the big things that Graffel is always pushing is the customer needs to come first. The customer needs to get the graphite so they can produce what they need to do. And we want to be the number one supplier. So they just come to us and we don't need to worry about anything else going to anybody else.
Now, being part of the Graffel Carbon Products group and the Landrum facility for quite a few years now, talk about some of the things in the Landrum, South Carolina community and how Graffel Carbon Products fits in with that wonderful community there.
Right now, we are very happy being part of the upstate region. We can't be more grateful to the state of South Carolina. I mean, they've been there for us constantly. We work with the unemployment agency and ReadySC. They've come here and done some training for us. They have a lot of different state programs that are free that help out the industries. And I think that's what makes a big part South Carolina, why it's the state is exploding the way it is with all the other industries coming here, which is all good for us because a lot of the industries that are coming here are looking for the 3D graphite material that we can provide them. We're 2 hours from anywhere, from Charlotte to Raleigh to Columbia, South Carolina, to Atlanta, to Greenville. I mean, we're 2 hours from anywhere, sitting right where we're sitting inside of Landrum right now. So it makes our shipping extremely easy to get to the southern, eastern coast part of the United States to fulfill those customer needs.
Mike, really appreciate it. One last thing. If someone wants to contact you, has a question on a capability at the Landrum facility, or has any other questions, how can they get a hold of you?
You can call the 800 number, go through customer service. They can get to me. If not, you can email me, michael.spencer@graffel.com. real easy that way. The best way to probably call the 800 number and they can shift it down here to us.
Mike, thank you so much for taking the time with us and have a great rest of your week.
Thanks, you too.
You've been listening to EDM Talk, sponsored by Grifel Carbon Products. Please go to grifel.com/blog for previous episodes. You can also find EDM Talk on 7 different podcast platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Thanks for listening to EDM Talk. Have a great week.